We try to suppress violence as symptoms. But we allow, at the same time, we allow violence to be fed in our daily life, in our family, in our school, in our society. It does not mean much to try to suppress the symptoms. We have to deal with the roots. And then suppressing violence by violence, it does not make any sense. Because the person in charge of suppressing violence may have a lot of violence and fear and despair within himself or herself. That is why we have to reconsider the whole thing. We have to bring a spiritual dimension to our way of working, of solving problems. That does not mean that we have to be religious. We have our human nature. We have our animal nature. We have our Buddha nature, spiritual nature. It is possible that the human nature and the Buddha nature can live together with the animal nature in peace. That is called civilization. We still keep our animal nature, but it is in control. It doesn't have to suffer. It enjoys transformation and healing. And we have to organize our life, individual, family, institutional, social, in the light of that kind of insight. We want to use violence in order to deal with violence, to suppress violence. Every spiritual tradition can tell you that using violence to suppress violence is not the right thing to do because it will never bring the result. The desire to remove violence and terrorism is a good desire. It's authentic, legitimate. But the means that we use in order to remove violence and terrorism should be effective. Otherwise, using violence, repressing violence, to repress violence, we create more violence. We can see that. If we have some time to look, we realize that. Only understanding and compassion can neutralize violence. Violence only adds itself to violence and creates more hatred, more enemies, more terrorists. This is a fact. If you have 1 minute in order to look deeply into the situation, you can see that. We are so busy with our daily life. We have allowed the situation to be like it is now. Because the situation is a collective creation of our mind. We have voted for our Congress. We have voted for our governments. But we have not had time in order to help them, to support them, to offer them insight. We leave everything to them. Each of us should organize our life in such a way that we have the time to be there in the here and the now, touch the reality deeply and understand and get the insight. That insight is for us to live our life, but also a contribution to our society. The collective insight that we offer will serve as the light to lead the nation and the world out of this difficult situation. There are practices that help us to bring a relief to our anger, to our violence. Of course, we can do it. But if we allow our body and our consciousness to continue to ingest more violence, and then that practice can only ease the symptom for a few moments. That is why we need to think globally, to have a kind of intelligence planning in order to really solve the problem at the roots. And the practice of mindfulness can be presented in two aspects: mindfulness of consumption, mindfulness of transformation.